Was there something even out there? Apparently, it's meant for who? What is it even out there? As it starts to fall, what's he gonna gotta do? We'll be right back.
Welcome to Paradise Noir Radio Show on Slack City. That was Blabe Modern with Glow featuring the KVB. Those guys are from Germany, and that's a brand new track with them. Hopefully we'll see them touring the UK at some point soon. And before that, you heard the sounds of A Place to Bury Strangers, and they've got this new little 7-inch series where they are bringing out 4 7-inch vinyl records, unveiling the treasure trove of previously unreleased tracks from the A Place to Bury Strangers critically acclaimed 6th album, See Through You. So I'm excited to hear more of those. And Change Your God was the name of that track. It's backed with Is It Time? And that was the first release that came out on February the 23rd last week. So yeah, 3 more releases to go with that. And Patriarchy, track called Suffer. Those guys are coming to the UK for the first time in April, and they end their European tour at the Green Door Store in Brighton with a show presented by us, Paradise Noir. And that has all been properly announced today. I keep teasing things about that show, but yeah, you can now get tickets, see posters around town, and get excited for the show. They've got a couple of records out. They've got some really crazy, wild videos. I'm not going to say any more. If you like that song, definitely go and check out more. They're really, really cool. Yeah, that was Patriarchy. And you can follow all the things we're doing at Paradise Noir on Instagram. You can follow us at paradisenoir.club, Instagram, Facebook, etc. I've got a guest in the studio today, and we're going to have a little chat after I play this. Unfortunately, this band doesn't have any music today, but we have a gig on Saturday night at Alphabet. It's the Paradise Place Club night, and Francis Pig are going to be playing their debut show, and I'm going to be talking a little bit about that with Alana, who is here with me. So yeah, I'm excited to reveal some things that it's all quite under wraps at the moment, but yeah, you're gonna find out what's going on with Francis Pig very, very soon. But yeah, on Saturday night, Francis Pig are supporting Static Palm at Paradise Place, and we've got some influences to play you, and here's one of them.
Thank you.
That was Pylon with a track called Stop It. Before that, you heard Automatic with I Love You Fine, two tracks that are big influences on Francis Pig. One of them, fairly new, came out in 2019 on Stone's Throw Records, and we put that band on in Brighton at the Hope and Ruin when that record came out at some point, I think. It must have been in fall 2019 as Acid Box. And Pylon, that record came out in 1980, so pretty big gap there, but yeah, very similar vibes. And I'm going to chat more about that with Alana, who's here with me from Francis Pig. Hello, Alana.
Hi.
So why those two songs? Because I know, obviously, the main reason probably being you're the vocalist. So female vocals being a key part of the influence here.
Yeah, definitely a part of it. I think, just like you mentioned, there's a huge time gap between those songs. And Francis Pig, we don't particularly fit into an era. And I think there's something about these two bands that have this kind of minimalist driving approach to the music, to the lyrics, and that is definitely a vibe that's in our songs. The Francis Pig set that we're playing this weekend. It's songs that have that kind of driving, minimalistic energy to them.
And yeah, the lyrics in that song there, don't rock and roll, don't rock and roll. No, I mean, it's appropriate because I feel like you're equally a rock and roll band. Yeah, you know, it's rock and roll, it's post-punk. You can throw as many genre things at the wall as you want, but you are just kind of, it's the real raw essence of it. And I'm probably one of very few people that's actually come into one of your practices recently. I got a little sneak peek a few months ago, and you've probably developed it quite a bit since that as well. But for the people that don't know and won't have known really until you've played or until they listen to this, you don't have a drummer, which is a key difference mm-hmm. to a lot of bands at the moment who are, I suppose, you are a rock and roll band, but you don't have live drums, and you're going to try and keep it that way, I imagine.
Yeah, definitely. We're working with analog drums, and there's something about that dictates our sound. It's an interesting element, as all the different elements of the band really just create our identity and our sound. At the moment, that drum machine is a member of our band.
So, yeah. Let's explain who the members are, first of all. So you're the only one here, but who's in your band?
Yeah. So we've got Henry, who's the founding member of the band. Francis Pig was Henry's vision. And Henry is really influenced by Velvet Underground, Loop, Spaceman 3.
And he plays guitar.
Henry plays guitar, yeah.
Does he do vocals as well?
Does vocals as well. There's a huge part of the essence of the band comes from that vision of Henry's and songs are coming from riffs that Henry's written, and he's on rhythm, and he's written a lot. He sings, and we have a song that we do together. So,
are you doing harmonies?
It's not there's no BIM-esque harmonies going on there. But it's good. There's a good balance.
Nice dynamic of you both.
It's really good. It's quite complimentary. And I love.
Yeah, I suppose you've got quite different vocal ranges.
Yeah, definitely. There's just different tones there. Works really well. Then we have Jacob on guitar as well. Jacob joined us a few months ago, and he's been in another band in Brighton. So
yeah, White Room, another band I've put on
Really?
Before,
yeah.
A few times back in the day. Because he hasn't been active in a band for a while. So it's really cool to see Jacob back on the scene. I'm excited to see him on a stage again.
Yeah, like him and Henry playing together is like incredible. So it works so well. Like he just came in and it was like done deal. So
we're all kind of in and out of the same bars and stuff and influenced by each other DJing. So Henry also does DJ nights, if you didn't know. Henry WP. You'll see his name about on some cool DJ posters. And Jacob works on the bar. And you work in a pretty cool shop, if I say so myself.
My shop, New Wave Exchange.
Big up the New Wave Exchange. Thank you for having all our posters always in the window on a very
prime
busy
spot.
High street. because of all this, I feel like, you know, we already, myself included, funnily enough, you know, we all have these influences that we kind of have put on each other, but we all have very distinct, like, backgrounds in this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Do we mention the drum machine? And so Peach is playing at the moment.
Yeah, so Peach is a DJ. He always has events going on in Brighton as well, so he's a great bassist. He was with us for writing a lot of our songs, so it's like the bass is like a really key part to like a few of our tracks. So he knows the vibe, and just like it's a really good, like everybody works really well together. Even when I came in with the vocals, every element has just added like this new dimension to the songs, and it's created songs that we've all kind of wanted to do. Like it's created something that we didn't know was going to come about, but it's been like a really quite a pleasant surprise to see how the songs have taken shape. Henry said to me before, when you're in a band, you should be making a record that's missing from your record collection. So that's really
that's
what we're doing. Yeah, that's exactly
Does
right.
Does Henry have any records missing from his record collection?
I know. Well, he's Francis Pig, clearly.
Yeah, this is the one he needs to fill a few gaps, because he does a lot of different genre DJing. He's got a vast knowledge. I mean, to be in a band, I feel like you do need that. You need, especially as, you know, we listen to a lot of broad music between each other. And I feel like, when you're creating music, if there's one thing is just being blasé and just making stuff and not really knowing else what else is going on. But at the same time, I feel like you guys have got so many, you know, between you know all the deep cuts, you know some really obscure stuff, and which is sometimes so much harder to make music, which is amazing that you found that your own little niche in between all these things that you have influenced by.
Yeah, exactly. Because we do have such strong influences, it could have happened that we came together and we made something very similar to like a particular band that really inspires us, but it's something really original that's come from our combination of inspirations, and like how we approach things, how we create has just brought something that we're really excited about. And equally, you know, you can kind of approach it like, let's make this song that people are gonna like, or that's gonna fit in with this or that, but that's really not how it's gone at all. We've just really, it's been a very organic process, and we've just come out with like song after song that we're really excited about.
Yeah, I'm excited too, and you guys should be, and you can see it very, very, very soon. So this is, we're actually pre-recording the show the evening before, but this will be Thursday we're speaking now. The gig is on Saturday night at Alphabet. You've already been to a few of the nights. Henry also DJed on the debut. Hopefully we'll have him back DJing again. I did ask if he wanted to DJ this night, and he didn't want to take too much on one night, which is probably quite sensible.
It's going to be an amazing night. It always is, but it'll be a good one.
Thank you. I'm going to play another track now by Bodega. Again, this probably influences you guys. This is another female vocal over some kind of funky post-punk. If you haven't heard them, they're a new band, and I feel like today I am playing more of this kind of stuff purely because of these guys. I like to theme it slightly. And we'll talk some more after this.
Precious moss, so real time. I can find a handsome landscape. It holds no present. Synthesis, too. I could frame the flame, hold the smog of another day. Maybe I'm the one, just the scarred, some prodigal. I can find a handsome landscape. There's water on the rock again. Grease sweeps over me. Toxic bite of toxic air. Skin is gorgeous in the leather. Fur on the rock as he dribbles.
That was Drala with a brand new track, Second Rhythm, off of their second album, Angel Tape. Comes out on April the 5th on Captured Tracks. And they've got a show coming up in Brighton. They've just announced with Love Thy Neighbour. And that's on the 3rd of May on a Friday night. Looking forward to seeing those guys again. It's been a while. They've probably not been about much since pre-COVID times. And yeah, their sounds switched up a little bit. They sounded very Sonic Youth before, I think. And I feel like that's probably another big influence with Francis Pig, actually, is it? Is it not?
Maybe. Yeah, I wouldn't say we've listened to Sonic Youth and said, let's make something like that. But we've kind of just ended up having a bit of a similar energy to them, especially because we've got that like duo vocal. Like, we've got Henry as sure. a singer, I'm a singer. So there's definitely, there's a similar energy. And I mean, they are a huge influence to me. I'm actually reading Girl in a Band at the moment as well. So,
oh nice, that's Kim Gordon's book, right?
Yeah. So I would definitely say like Sonic Youth could definitely be a band of reference, definitely.
They're pretty broad as well in their output, for sure. Mm-hmm. And it's not a bad thing to be compared to them. Which we have no idea yet because you haven't got any music out anyway. So it's we won't be playing any on the show. If anyone's waiting to hear a Francis Pig track, you're going to be sorely disappointed because you're not going to hear one. So you have to come to the gig, basically, on Saturday night to Paradise Place at Alphabet from 10 p.m. These guys are going to be on at about 10:30. So yeah, doors at 10. Come and find it. It's a little bit hidden, but it's on Dyke Road, just up from the clock tower. We've done quite a few now. So this is, I think, the fifth one. And yeah, we'll be going live music up until midnight, as usual. And then myself and Fei Fei Tao, Ebi Cadaver, and special guest this time as well, DJing Mina the Sinner, who previously did a guest mix on the radio show. And yeah, also before that, we heard Bodega of Seat Is Taken. That is a another brand new track from those guys. They haven't put anything out in a couple years. They put out an album a couple of years ago. Big fan of their, I think it was their debut in 2018, Endless Scroll. Yeah, this one just came out on the 21st of February on Chrysalis. And so Bodega also in another band called The Wants. Have you heard The Wants before, Alana?
No, I haven't.
It's members of, I think it's two of the members of Bodega. Is there a photo of them on here we can look at so I can tell you? No, it's not going to let me do it.
This is pre-Bodega or post?
It's mid. Like the crazy thing is, I think Bodega played like Concord or something, and then The Wants toured the same year. I think their music is equally as great, and they only played at the Hope. It's a bit more metoric. It's a bit, you know, their songs are less like less upbeat, I suppose. But yeah, worth checking out if mm-hmm. you haven't. I think I've played The Wants on this show before. I don't know if they've actually put out many more tracks since, because I think they've been focusing on Bodega potentially. 2019 and 2020.
Oh, I recognize that artwork.
The motor is really cool.
Maybe I have heard it.
I'm not going to play that now, so you're going to have to check that out for yourselves. But so talking of bands focusing on things, what are you working on at the moment? Is any music going to come our way recorded, or any more gigs, or are you just keeping that under wraps for now? Or are you what's going on? What's going on with Francis Pig after the debut show?
Well, definitely going to be recording. Definitely want to release a track soon. We're really focusing on just playing now. You know, we've been just playing together, writing our songs for a few months now. So we have that like really strong set now. We're just ready to play and recording single, potentially recording an EP So nice. We're really like playing it by ear. Honestly, like our main priority was just like writing these songs and like gelling as a band and
hoping it worked. And it seems to have worked. So now you can take the next step and actually, you know, put it down and show the people what you've been working on. And but you no gigs booked in so far. Nothing else. To tell. Well, I mean,
we have a few things coming,
working on it.
Yeah.
If anyone did want to have an idea of a tiny snippet, you do have you kind of made a little promo video.
Was that
a bit of a doya? I don't know what that was. You have a bit of a demo put over a video. Mm-hmm. That was what that was, right?
Yeah, we have like a collection of live demos which we may release at some point, but that's what you'll hear on our Instagram page. Some recordings from our rehearsals. Just follow what's happening on Instagram.
They will. Francis X Pig, all one thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, like I said, these guys are all, each member of this band is doing cool things. So go and find them. Alana's Amazing Shop, New Wave Exchange. Henry DJs everything and everywhere. Peach has got his own techno night, which is amazing. They've got some really exciting things coming up.
Acid Reflux.
Go and check that out if you like the more electronic side of things, which I'm going to end the show on. Don't worry. Jacob, I don't know what else he's doing at the moment, but he's like making Dead Wax be in a really cool place. So that's one thing. We rate him for that.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, we really rate what you're doing with Paradise Noir and stuff. So yeah, it's good. It's good for our different like creative roads to meet, and everyone, like artists supporting artists, is like a really cool thing
for sure. And I'm working on some things that I hope people will get more excited about down the line, getting more guests on, doing some more mixes. We're recording our DJing that we're doing at the night, so if you want to actually have a taster, or you can't ever make it to the nights, or you know, you don't want to stay up that late, you can soon be able to listen back to our DJ sets from Paradise Noir on the internet. So the other day I was walking through North Lane, and there was a massive queue outside Resident, and I popped into the in-store. This artist was playing, and this is probably going to be like one of the more maybe well-known artists that I play, but I hadn't actually heard of them, so I don't know. But it's a Canadian kind of gothic pop singer called Ali X. And Ali X had just released this album that, again, I hadn't heard anything about. But a lot of people clearly had, because there was a massive queue outside. And new release on Twin Music called Girl With No Face. It has some real cool track names, for one, that lured me in. She had some amazing outfit on. This is a track called Hardware Software that's bang in the middle of the album. You should go check it out if you like this kind of thing. It's more on the poppy end of things. I'm going to play a couple more tracks after this. But yeah, this is Ali X with Hardware Software.
My hardware is getting too hard. I like software. It makes me calm and stuff. I like wearing robes, playing Stereo Lab. I like hanging out with my mom and dad. I don't want to quantize everything. I wanna make a computer that gives me pleasure. I wanna cut you and I wanna baste me. I wanna kick and scream and shout like a bee sting.
tides capsize my equilibrium. Kneeling out of pleasure at your throne. For I can take the knife out on my own. You run to dress with your heart. At least enough to fall apart again. Dear vicious one,
I have never known.
And you're the lonely one. Once you let it show, I should have saw you coming.
Creature of destruction.
Oh, you're afraid of nothing.
I should have saw you coming.
You're born to play the part.
You don't know where to stop or start.
Jane Leo. I've played one of her tracks before on this show. It's a track that I probably play every time at Paradise Place. That was the A-side to the single. Maybe it's a double A-side, actually. It's the Austin-based art pop duo Jane Leo's latest single. It came out on Valentine's Day, and it is the follow-up to that track, Wow, I just mentioned, which is really cool. A bit more heavy, hard-hitting, raucous, and it is got some cool guitar lines. That one's a bit softer, a bit more Valentine's friendly, I suppose, but yeah, some really cool kind of electro poppy rock. It's about as poppy as we get on here, those last two tracks. I hope you dig them. I'm gonna play one, maybe squeeze two more tracks in. Yeah, this is a track that Alana has just brought to my attention. Tell me more about this track that I'm gonna play next, please.
This band, Donzy, they're an American band. They recently went out to LA and I just really love what they're doing. The music is, yeah, it's just got that driving, like, rawness to it. And it's probably one of my favorite bands out there now. I saw recently on Instagram they were, like, moving out to LA and they put up a post where they had this list of requirements where they were like, we want a weekly residency, we need this and that. And I just thought it was, like, really refreshing and inspiring to see a band out there who were, you know, so focused on their art. And there is a performance element to it. It's got everything that I love, basically, like the theatrics, the wonkiness and the weirdness, and that, like, dirty rawness. So this is their new track.
Yeah, this sounds great already. This is exactly what I'm into. As you just say, I'm going to play one of their latest tracks. You had suggested 2018 record called Minds, which is like their top played one. Y'all can check that one out for yourself. I'm going to play this one because I just heard like a brief moment of this and I was like, I've got to play this. This is really cool. And yeah, it's their latest the lead single off of their latest EP that came out in November 2023. And Also got some cool, fun names on this. Oh, it's got some remixes of some artists that I've also played on the show. But yeah, this track is called Penetrate, and it's by Donzi, D-O-N-Z-I-I. And yeah, I'm intrigued. This is news to me. They're apparently named after an Italian speedboat company, but corrupted with an extra I. And they're originally from Miami, as Alana says. They've relocated to LA. They were formed in 2015, and they have clearly been putting in the work for the last 10 or so years. I'm amazed that I've heard one of the songs, but I'm not sure.
I don't know if they've been to the UK. Maybe that's like why it's, yeah, they're not. I've just kind of found them through this kind of like Spotify rabbit hole.
Through the algorithms and deep diving into Spotify. Well, we're going to leave you with this, I think. And we'll see you on Saturday night at Paradise Place. Tickets are available still, but be quick. But it will be, it's £8 including booking fee in advance, £10 on the door. Well worth all of those pounds. And like I said at the beginning of the show, we play Patriarchy. You can get tickets for that now as well. Ultrasun will be playing our next show. Super excited for that one. And also tomorrow night, Massive Luxury Overdose are releasing their new EP, which I've been very excited for a while. They are part of Collapse, and they are playing the 10th anniversary of Collapse. If you like anything that we do, you definitely like Collapse. And they're down at the Brunswick Cellar. And yeah, like I say, Massive Luxury Overdose. If you can't make that one, come along on Saturday, the 30th of March, to see Ultrasun and Massive Luxury Overdose at Paradise Place. This has been Paradise Noir Radio on Slack City. I am O'Lever. It was lovely to speak to y'all again and play you some tunes. Thank you, Alana, for coming down to chat to me today.
Thanks for having me.
All the best with Francis Pig.
Thank you. And everyone's got to come out on Saturday.
Here we go. This is Donzi with Penetrate.